Yeah, I want to talk to you about why God says you are distinguished, ladies and gentlemen. And it's one of those things that I think we talk too little about, but I think we should this morning take time just to stand still there. I'm going to read from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 12. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, that they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day that he visits us. The Apostle Peter writes this epistle to Christians that are scattered and they are being persecuted by the Roman government. They're being killed all over the place. Then the Apostle Peter drops this, and the Apostle Peter says, look, you're special people. You suffer, but you're special. You suffer, but you're royalty. Now, does that make sense? He says, you suffer, but you're God's chosen people. And so it's an encouraging thing that the Apostle Peter writes them about, because it's about the grace of God that touches them. And then the first thing that the Apostle Peter says, look here, you are chosen. Believers, you are chosen. You're God's choice. God would walk into your life and God would say, today I want to meet with you, you're mine. Well, you can reject it, but I'll tell you, if God makes a choice, you're God's choice. It doesn't matter who's jealous of you. It doesn't matter who hates your guts. It doesn't matter if they like you, if they don't like you, if they hate you, if they want to cut you with a panga, you're God's choice. And nobody can do anything about it. And because you're God's choice, God says, because you're my choice, there comes a responsibility with being my choice. And that responsibility, I call you royal. Jy kom met adelstand, man. Jy mag so wy. Because there's something that I like about you and there's something that I love about you. And I call you a priest. You're a royal priest. You know, in the Old Testament, it was only the priests that could go into the most holy of holies and that could do the sacrifices. But this morning we saw, as the priesthood of believers, we can go into the throne room of God. It's not reserved for pastors alone. You can go into the throne room of God because you're God's choice. And I don't think we can fathom what that means. When we're royalty, can you imagine that the all-creative king, he did not create us with his hands, he created us with his breath. He spoke those mountains into being. He said, mountains, you be, and there was there. He spoke water. Now that king calls us royal. Now that baffles me, that God would think that of us. Then he says, you're chosen because you're a special possession. A bit of a scary thought. It means that if you're chosen and you're a special possession, you don't belong to yourself. We think we belong to ourselves. We think we're our own. We think that. But God doesn't think so. God says, you belong to me. And this morning, there's a lot of people that God has a meeting with. God wants you to make him your special possession. God wants, to make you his special possession. And we're going to give you a chance to respond to that this morning. Because I want to tell you emphatically, If you go to hell and if you go to heaven, you still belong to God because he's in control. It's just the problem that is when you go to hell, he's not going to be there anymore. Special possession, man. God's in control. God says that you're called. Do you know that God knows you before your mom and your dad ever met each other? Do you know that God created you in eternity? Within his mind and in his heart? Jou ma en jou pa dink hulle het jou gemaak, man. In one sense, they did. In another sense, God already knew about it. He's not surprised by you. You see, when you get angry at your wife and you say something that you're not supposed to say and your vrou skrik, God skrik. He says, that, look, I knew this boy was going to do that because he never wants to listen to me. Nou moet sy vrou het sien. And she's upset. God's not upset. God is upset because you're sinning against your best present that he will ever give you this side of eternity, which is your wife or your husband. Do you know what God I'm talking about this morning? A royal king that lives, now listen very carefully. Scripture says he lives in streets of gold. There's streets of gold there. There's no sickness. There's no pain. Now he calls us glorious royalty. That's what he says. And I want you to look God in the eye this morning and I want you to recognize him and I want you to tell him, God, I am your choice. I belong to you. I am royalty. I am called. But then at the same time, I want you to say, God, there's a responsibility that comes with that. Because I don't belong to myself, I can't live the way I want to live. No, it doesn't work like that. No, 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 no. If you play for Bafana Bafana, you can't go onto the pitch with a Spanish t-shirt. You belong to Bafana Bafana. And when you walk onto that pitch, we scream, Bafana Bafana, you know, with a vuvuzela. We crazy. But you cannot be at the same place. You cannot be in you know, two teams. One time, you can't do that. It's the same with God. You can't say that I belong to God, but not today. Rana piat, 1 o'clock, I'll belong to him again. No? Rana piat, 1 o'clock, I'm his. It doesn't work like that. You're chosen, you're royal, you're his. Bow the knee to the king. Stop having debates with God about who you think's best for you. He knows what's best for you. Net soos hy jou pa en jou ma uitgedink het, weet hy wie's jou man ook. Hy weet. Because he's not surprised. He's the king, man. It's encouraging to know that there's somebody like that looking after you. He's watching out for you. Can you imagine he calls you chosen and royal? He actually trusts you. He trusts you more than your mother trusts you. Can you imagine that? Oh man, I just love God. You're his choice. Secondly, believers are worshippers. In that scripture, it says, once you were not a people. Can we just read that again? That is so beautiful. I can preach on this most probably a whole year. Can we go back this couple? If you don't know God, if you don't belong God, you're a nobody. But now you're somebody. You see, money, fame, and fortune doesn't make you anybody. It doesn't make you a somebody. God makes you somebody. Once you had not received mercy, but now receive mercy. In other words, we all worship us, we all worship something. Every one of us worships something. But Peter says, because God has chosen you and you've said yes to him, you better worship him. Because he's the king. Believers are worshipers. I was a DJ, for those of you who don't know. And so when I came to church, we used to sing songs, a lot of Hillsong songs. But now, I'm a DJ. I come from the nightclub scene, you know. I love the thumping bass. You know, it's all about the bass, about the bass. So it's all about the bass. And there's a lot of things that I'm wanting to do. And so now I come into church, and the worship for me is a bit boring. You know, can't we worship God with a nice bass? And can't we bring in some rap? And then nice thumping sounds and nice melodies, the hooks. So now I started buying myself CDs. And I bought some hip-hop gospel, bought some house gospel. And so now one evening, I'm in my room, not married yet. Got a CD player there, and I'm going to worship the Lord now. And as I'm putting the CD on and the music starts thumping, it's the first time that I heard God speak audibly. In my right ear, because that is where I heard it. He said, holy. As he said it, I fell right over. Gah! The fear of the Lord comes over me. And then God drops this in my spirit. When you want to come and worship me, sanctify yourself. And so God said, you want to bring the nightclub into my church? Let the nightclub stay outside there. From then on, I had respect. And God said, and the people that's leading you in worship, you better have respect for them because they pray for you. You see, when it comes to worship, when it comes to worshiping Christ, we better leave everything outside there that's not worshiped him, because we are chosen, because we are royal, because we are his special people. We don't mix our worship. We don't mix it. We worship an all true king. And I can tell you, there's nothing wrong with rapping to God. There's nothing wrong with worshiping God in a jazz style. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all wrong when you want to use a means to an end to bring glory to God, and he doesn't know that way. You see, we worship something. You know what I worshiped when I wanted to do that? I worship myself. I worship the style. I worship the style. I didn't worship God. I worship the style of worship. I worship myself. I worship my flesh. Because my flesh needs to be gratified, man. I need to feel the bass. It's all about the bass. God says it's about me being holy. Because that scripture also says you're a holy nation. You're a holy people. And what God was trying to tell me, before that you were a nobody, but when you stand before me, like this morning when we clapped hands and we sing, can I tell you something glorious that happened this morning? We all became somebodies. I can tell you, when you worship money, you're nobody. Tomorrow money is there, tomorrow money is gone. As Marcel Jaffa said, die manne met die diep sakke, hulle subsidy. Take out the offering. Herschel, I mow is weg. There's my offering. Believers are worshippers. Then believers are at war. Let's read that scripture again. Let's go back after verse 10. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. There's so many things that the world will entice you with. It's a war going on for your soul. There's a war going on for your children. There's a war going on for your life. There's a war going on for your royalty. There's a war going on for the fact that you're special. There's a war going on that you because you belong to him. Somebody wants to kill you. Somebody wants to let you die. Iemand kom om jou hele familie, jou hele gesin te verwoes, of het deur alcohol is, of het deur dwelms is, of het deur drugs is. There's somebody that's wanting to kill you. You're at war. You know why you're at war? Because you're special. Special people are always at war. You're at war, man. You're at war, gal. For all the women that says, I only say man, gal, I'll use the gal. You're at war. Somebody's wanting to kill you. And your worst enemy is yourself. Let's just go what Peter says. Go back, please. No. You were right the first time. Abstain from sinful desires. Your worst enemy. There's some things that you think you want, but you don't need it now. But you really want it. Javitmus. You know that advert? I think, what is the advert? I want to need it. Nedbank, I want to need it. Is it a need or a want? And then he says, I want to need it. There's some stuff that you don't need because you're your own worst enemy. But then there's another thing that so many believers just miss when they read that scripture. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles. It means that there's a realm that you don't belong to. There's some mean people out there that really wants to take you out. They call demons. It's a reality. They want to take you out and you are at war. They're coming for you. They're coming to dethrone you. You see, an enemy will always want to take royalty out. You see how special you are? That the enemy is coming for you. But then last and not least, and I'll end off with this. Believers are on a journey. Let's read it again. Please. Hein, thanks, man. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing something wrong, that they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. You see, you're a foreigner. When you belong to God, like Tani Jenny said this morning, hierdie aardetjie is nie jou huis nie. This is not your home. Believers are on a journey. We're going home. We are going home. This is not your home. 16 Quillery Street is not my home. We start in behoort my huis aan die bank, maar ek het gekoop, maar is nog die bank sin. It's weird, maar dit is so. There's a lot of stuff here that we're not going to take with. We don't belong here, people. We're going home. We're going to somebody, which is God. We're going to a place which is called heaven. And we're going with people which is called the church. We're on a journey. We're a royal priesthood on a royal journey. We belong to God. We are His. We are His best. Because he has chosen us. And you got to fight in this war to stay on track to go to that place which is called home one day. There's this song that they usually sing at funerals, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Oh, wonder, wonderful love he has promised, calling, oh, sinner, come home. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home. That's the call on your life. Come home, that's the call on my life. That's the hope of glory that I'm going to one day. It burns within my heart that one day I'm going home. We can't fathom it. We can't figure it out. But that priesthood of believers are those people that's going to Christ. I want to invite you this morning to put on your royal robe. I want to invite you this morning to acknowledge to God, God, I belong to you. I want to invite you this morning to say, I'm a chosen person. I'm chosen by you, God. I want to invite you this morning and I want you to declare to God, God, I'm coming to you. I'm coming home. I want to declare to you this morning that is the only thing that will ever give you hope in this lifetime. That's why I have an urgency to get so many people saved. I want to tell so many people, you're royalty, man. You're wasting your time. You're not going to take this stuff with. Yes, be a good steward of it. Be a good steward of everything that God has given you. But I tell you, my brother, you need the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to walk with brothers. And we need to go somewhere. I'll tell you, I've been so blessed. You know, so many brothers in our church at this stage, they have new opportunities to go to new places. Jan is getting married. He's moving to Cape Town. Alvin is moving. They have a project there. There's so many leaders and people going, but you know how many leaders God has been raising up again this year. There's life in this church, man. We're never the same leaders year after year. Every year, God just raises up new leaders, new people. I mean, it was such a blessing to see Geralda's wife singing last week here in front. She was dancing with her pink skirt. Yeah, yeah. It was such a glory just to see God raising up new people every year, every day. Every year, God's raising up new people in our church. Royalty. Maar soos in Afrikaans, ons kyk by die gesig. We don't look in people's spirits and we don't see why God has called them. We don't see how they look. We don't see the preciousness of their hearts. Because we look at outward appearances. We don't see the royalty. We don't see the chosen ones. We don't see people on their way to God. We can't even see that people are having a relationship with God. We'll judge them to the ground. But we can't see it. And the Apostle Peter says, although you suffer, although you're going through so much hell, I want to tell you, you're royalty. You're on your way somewhere. I know that you're in a war. I know that it's difficult for you. But I tell you, the grace of God is on your life. And that is the respect that I want us to have for everybody in South Africa. Everybody in the world. Royalty. And so I want to preach this gospel with more boldness, with more clarity. I'm just so excited just to tell people again about Jesus. You know why Jesus loves you. You know he's called you. Jy's bietjie dig dom in 'n strand nou. Ek weet jy is dik oor lams, maar dis so right. God has your name written. Come with him. Don't reject it. Don't reject what God is wanting to do in your life. Don't run away. As 'n vis Jonah kan insluk, hy kan enigiets met jou doen, man. Jou geld sal nou opraak. Jou wiel sal pap raak. En dan sal Christene vir jou kom help jou wiel verander. Iemand sal inbreek en die eerste ou wat by jou sal vir jou kom help, hy sal 'n Christen wees. God will set you up. God will set you up to fail so that he can tell you you're chosen. So would you please decide this morning if you want to continue failing or you want to acknowledge that God's helping me fail? Can we acknowledge the fact that God is glorious? It is in the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it is the glory of kings. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe me. Go to Proverbs chapter 25 verse 1. It is in the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's in the glory of kings to search out that matter. As far as the east is from the west, that's how kings search the heart of God. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter and the glory of kings to investigate the matter. You're a king, man. God knows everything. He's just concealing it. But kings will investigate it and he will reveal it to you. Die tegnologie om motors te laat vlieg is al reeds daar. Nou weet ek klink mal. Maar ek gaan vir jou sê, daar gaan 'n man dit uitvind en dan kan ons karre gaan vlieg een van die dae. Want 100 jaar terug toe glo ons kan nie maan toe nie. Maar toe is daar 'n man mal genoeg om te sê, God, I know that you can sealing, that there is a way to get to the moon. It's just what that scripture is saying, it, God knows everything already. But a king will investigate it. You're a king, you're royalty. My invitation this morning, why don't you want to investigate what God has in store for you? Why do you want to do it on your own? Why do you want to figure this out on your own? Why don't you want the crown of glory on your head? Why don't you want to admit, God, I'm chosen? Admit it this morning, man. Why are you so stubborn? I just heard God saying this to so many people. God saying, bow the knee. You're a worshiper. I know there's a lot of stuff that you're worshiping now that you not should not be worshiping. But you should worship me. I want to preach this message. Mense, ek is nog meer oorgehaal as 'n revolver nou. I want to love people into the kingdom. I want to preach this gospel to them. I want them to hear it. If they like it or not, I'll tell it to them. Hulle moet my uit hulle huis uitsit, weer in die huis bring, uitsit, insit, in. Maar hulle kan net maak wat hulle wil. But you know what? God is a glorious king. God knows when I'm going to die. None of us know. He knows when I'm coming home. Unfortunately, you don't have the answers to that. He does. Is dit bemoedigend nie? Dat daar iemand aan jou kant wil wees. Hoor, hy wil aan jou kant wees. Jy moet net sê, ek is aan jou kant. Want kyk, hy kies die kant nie. God kies die kant nie. Hy staan altyd voor, hy sê, kies. I'm walking, you follow me. Go to the next verse. Proverbs 25 verse 3. As the heavens is high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings cannot be investigated. Now that says something about the depths of your heart that you don't even know what's going on there, but God can investigate your heart. I love scripture. You should do Bible school. Oh man. Next week, Pastor Yaku will be preaching from Paul, and the 21st, somebody else will be preaching. This is my last sermon for the year. Me and my family, we're going to take a break. It's been really a tough 2 years, but I'll tell you, God hasn't changed in these 2 years. My wife and I, we've changed a lot. There's a lot of things that we learned. There's a lot of good things that God has been showing us. There's a lot of bad within our hearts that God is taking out. There's a lot of things happening in my life, but I'll tell you, I'm a royalty, man. I'm chosen. I'm on my way somewhere to somebody with some people. And you know what? I want to take as many people as I can with me. I'm making this invitation. Let's go, man. Let's go. Band, would you please come? Kan die ushers die nagmaal uitdeel? We're going to break bread around this morning. Oh, it's beautiful. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. There's an occasion for everything. There's a time for activity under the sun. Let's read through it. Verse 2. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. Time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. Weep, laugh, mourn, dance. A time to throw stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to avoid embracing. A time to search and a time to count as lost. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and time to sue, a time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What does the worker gain from his struggles? I have seen the task that God has given people to keep them occupied. He has made everything in its appropriate time. And I want you to stop here. God has also put eternity within your heart because you're royalty. But man cannot discover the work of God has done from the beginning to the end. You can't fathom God's heart. You can know a bit about him, but I can tell you he will reveal it to you. And I want to reveal this to you this morning, that God is wanting to reveal himself to you. God has placed eternity within your heart. Some of us here this morning, can I just say this? I want to say this as diplomatically and respectful as possible. But some of us here this morning, we are more concerned about things temporarily that's going to disappear. We're not worried about, Hein, you're dropping me, man. You're not worried about the eternal things. God has placed eternity in your heart. That's why we have so many questions. We're all philosophical this morning, eh? Ons is filosofies. Oh. It's glorious. For this last window of time, when Christ is going to come and he's going to return, he's going to come fetch us, church, it's going to change a lot. Did you see how you worshipped him while I was just clapping hands? I'm just seeing in my spirit that we're going to do that for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. We're not going to want to go home. We're going to want to stay with God. God's raising up people like that. Wat jy gaan worry oor 'n middag slaapie nie. Oor middag eet nie. God's going to raise up people that's going to start worshipping him. Because he has placed eternity in this. Because we're royalty. Things are going to change a lot. And al wat ek net sê, ek wil in hê. I want in. I want to be there. When God starts doing it, I really want to be there. I want to sing. I want to be in his presence. I want to be with him. I want to trust him for the amazing miracles. I want to see the dead raised. I want to see the blind people in Worcester start seeing. Ek wil hom na skool toe maak. God will start healing. He'll come. God will come. God is wanting to reveal himself this morning to you in such a special way. And so I'm speaking from the Spirit because I'm wanting to go for that place in eternity. I'm going for that place in your heart. That place where God has placed eternity within your heart. I'm going for that place this morning. You cannot deny it. You cannot deny it. You cannot figure it out. You know it's there. You know when we are confronted with this the most, when people around us die, we are confronted with the eternity within our hearts. We try to make sense of it. But nothing will ever make sense this side of eternity without the Lord Jesus Christ. Royalty, life, love, chosen people. They have the best chance of making sense of what God is wanting in our lives now. And that is where my heart's at. And so forgive me for what I am going to say now. It's difficult for me nowadays to talk people that want to waste my time. Because it's precious. I don't know when I'm going to be with the Lord again. My life can net so verander. I'm sorry, but I'm saying it this morning. There's an urgency within my heart to see the gospel being preached and to see people getting saved and discipled. And I know it's God doing it, and I'm trusting God to doing it with each and every one of us. And what do I mean by wasting time? I mean talking to people about the same things over and over again when they know they're not supposed to do it. Ek kan nie my sulke koppie steekies drink nie. Ons het 3 jaar terug gesê moenie. Toe sê ons 2 jaar terug moenie. Toe sê ons 1 jaar terug moenie. Nou sê ons weer moenie. Klink dit bekend nie? klink dit bekend wat ons nou hier praat hier. You know, and all that I'm wanting people to see is, look, I see God has called me to be royalty. Now, if I'm royalty, why am I hurting myself so much? If I'm a king, if I'm a chosen one, why am I doing this to myself? Can I ask us that this morning, why do we hurt ourselves so much? Why do we hurt ourselves so much when we're royalty? I'm just dropping that with you. We are our own worst enemy. Ons is so steek soos donkie, so stubborn, jong. Yes, sir. And the worst of it, you know what's the worst of us? We blame other people. When things fall apart, we usually blame other people. Moet net my vrou wees. Kom ons sien. Nie is my kinders. Nie is my baas. Nie is my kollega. It's my ex. Die X factor. Kan nie raai wees. But you know what? God has placed eternity within our hearts, man.